What's going on in the Atlanta real estate markets? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome back to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's talk of the town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being a host of this radio show, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible whenever buying, selling, or investing in real estate anywhere in Metro Atlanta, north, south, east, or west, regardless of where you live and what your need is. We invite you to give us a call. Gaddis Partners, RE/MAX Center, 770-497-0000. You can also reach us at gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. I'm joined in the studio, as always, by my man Alfie.
Hey, Cleve.
Alfred Romero. How are you, sir?
Doing good, sir. Glad to be back here in the studio with you.
Yes, sir. Always glad to have you back.
Yes.
I think we've got another good show this week.
They're always great
by
shows,
by the
please.
Way, how yes. was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was awesome.
Yeah. You got you at your parents, right?
Yes, we were at my parents, and Kimber's mom came and spent it with us as well, so... It was nice, enjoyable.
Do you have any special family traditions for Thanksgiving?
Not really, particularly. Just
so stuffing or dressing?
Stuffing.
We're dressing.
Okay.
But born and raised right here in Atlanta, and right. I don't know anybody who ever made stuffing growing up here in Atlanta, although I did learn how to make stuffing from a lady who was my piano teacher
really?
In Chicago. Do you know
nice.
I knew how to play the piano?
I did not know that.
Well, it's because I don't. I took piano lessons for a long time, but I still don't know how to play the piano. But anyway, that's our tradition. Is dressing, not stuffing.
Gotcha.
Now, how about pies?
We're an apple pie family.
On Thanksgiving, you have an apple pie?
We like apple pie. Well, I mean, I like apple pie, but, you know, there's other, you know, pumpkin and everything else is there. But
so we're pumpkin, we're pecan, and I like a mincemeat pie for Thanksgiving as well. Have you ever had one of those?
I think I've had one, but it was a long time ago. I remember I tried some of that. I wasn't a real fan of it, but
I used to have those at my grandparents' house in Tallahassee, Florida.
Nice.
And now that I'm an adult, I just want a little bite of mincemeat pie. You don't have to...
Nothing wrong with that?
Well, you wouldn't want to eat a lot of big pieces because
gotcha.
It's not that delicious. It's kind of like... You know, what do they serve at Christmas time that everybody gives to people their jokes? Like fruit cakes. Fruit cake, yes. So it's like that, but in a pie.
Oh, I got you.
It's like dates and spices. And actually, I guess it's pretty good. Well, anyway, we appreciate you joining in for another week's edition of the Call
How was your Thanksgiving?
Real Estate Show. Oh, excellent. Excellent.
All the girls came down?
Yep. Smoked a turkey.
Nice.
Cooked a backup turkey in the oven just in case I ruined the smoked turkey. Yep. All the girls were there.
Nice.
In-laws on my wife's side, my mom, my sister, brother.
Wow, the whole family.
Everybody was there. Yep.
Nice.
At my house.
Congrats.
Smoked a turkey for 6 hours.
Look at you, the host.
6 hours, baby.
You're the host with the most.
The big green egg.
Nice.
I love it. Listen, here's what we've got on store for today's show. First, we're going to do our Metro Atlanta residential real estate market update.
Yes.
I know you love that. Got a question from Lenny in Duluth. He says he's heard interest rates are headed up next year and wants to know what we think about that.
Ooh.
Second segment of the show, we've got Joe O'Kelly and Sorahan on, talking about title insurance, how it works, why lenders require it, is it required for owners in the state of Georgia. Third segment of the show, we're going to compare, Alfie, the Senate's version of the tax reform bill and the House's version of the tax reform bill. We're going to see if we can balance those up and see where we are. And I know you, Alpha, you want to pay less taxes, not more.
That's right.
So you'll be interested in that. And our lowdown on the hood segment in the fourth segment of the show, Stonegate at Ivy Creek in Buford. Basically, for any of you who are familiar with the Hamilton Mill area, this is just west of 85, just south of Hamilton Mill Road there. And then did you hear that Realtor.com, the big real estate portal, threatened to stop advertising on the Sean Hannity show
on television.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Thought it was interesting. Now, they're backpedaling just a little bit.
Okay.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Let's jump into our Metro Atlanta real estate market update.
Yes, let's do that.
This is just for the month of October, 5,500 closings for the month, 3% increase over October of last year, 1,200 condos and townhomes sold in Atlanta in the month of October, an increase of 1% over this time last year. Average sales price for the month, $289,400, up a whopping 7.9% over the prior October. $247,800 is the average sales price for a condo and townhome. Remember, Alfie, when we were talking about prices in the 130s and 140s?
Yes.
Now in the 250 range for condos and townhomes. That's up 2.8% over the prior year. 61,000 homes, detached homes, not condos and townhomes, sold and closed year-to-date, 4% over the prior year. 13,000 condos and townhomes, an increase of 2% over year-to-date in 2016. Average sales price year-to-date, $290,900 for the single-family detached. That's an increase of 5% over the prior year. Condos and townhomes had an average sales price year-to-date of $238,500, which is an increase of a whopping 7% over last year. Inventory continues to drop. The number of detached homes available for sale today in Atlanta, Alfie, is 11% behind where it was in October of 2017. Wow. Condos and townhomes, the amount of the number of those listed is down 6% over the prior year. If you have your home listed and it's a detached home and it's taken longer than 61 days to get it under contract, then you're longer than the average because it took 61 days to get the average single-family detached home under contract after it was listed. And condos and townhomes took an average of 44 days from the date they were listed to the date of contract. So what do you think, Alfie, about the market?
Man, it sounds like it's doing pretty
I
good.
I thought it was slowing down a little bit, it looks like it's staying good and strong, which I love to hear. They say, Alfie, that because there's less inventory and there's less new inventory coming on the market, that it is going to create favorable conditions for the market for the next 2 or 3 years. Let's answer a quick listener question if you're okay with that.
Of course.
Lenny in Duluth writes in, I heard interest rates are headed up next year. How do we know this is true? And
that's a good question,
Lenny, the answer is we don't know that it's true. But I will tell you the predictions are today interest rates are about 4% on a 30-year fixed mortgage rate.
Okay.
And they're projecting that by the end of 2018, that those rates will be about 4.5. So they're projecting about a 0.5% increase. Well, what does that mean on the average sales price home in Metro Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
It's about $90 a month in additional payment. Now, I'm not saying that's reason enough to go buy a home right now today.
Correct.
But certainly $90 a month times 12 months times 30 years, that's about $32,000 or $33,000. So if interest rates do go up, Lenny, it will increase your cost to buy a home in Metro Atlanta, the average home, to the tune of about $90 a month. That seems like it wouldn't be that much. You're looking at me kind of strange.
Well, I mean,
here,
like you said, once you calculate it and add it up, you know, it gets to that point.
The price of a car.
Right, and that also, or even just going out to lunch, you realize how much you could save by taking your lunch, which is something I'm doing at work right now. I'm taking my lunch to work.
To save money.
Right, because you know, it's...
You can afford more house payment.
Correct, because you could easily spend... I spend at least $10 a day going to lunch, and that's 5 days a week. That's $50.
Yep. Big time.
So that's $200 a month. And now with Kimber buying groceries where I can make my lunch or just take leftovers from what she cooks for dinner the night before, we save ourselves a ton of money when you add it all up.
Which, when you think about it, gives you a lot more buying power when you get ready to buy your next house.
Yes,
it's really
totally
huge. Well, Alfie and I both believe the average home seller in Atlanta leaves about $16,000 on the table, meaning they sell their house for $16,000 less than they could and they should. And so if you're thinking about selling your home in the next 90 days, please listen up because we want to make sure you learn how to keep your hard-earned equity. You don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or a CMA like most real estate agents would provide or even an appraisal. What you need is a customized maximum value plan, which is a sophisticated plan for helping you understand how to get top dollar for your home. Normally, a customized maximum value plan is $800, but you can get one at absolutely no charge. That's right, you can get one for free. How do you do that? Just be one of the first five people to call 770-497-0000, and we'll prepare for you a customized maximum value plan at no charge. Remember, it's normally a $799 value. The offer is good just for the first five people to call. Again, 770-497-0000. So don't delay, Atlanta. It could be a $16,000 phone call. And wouldn't that be awesome? Again, one more time, the number to call for your customized maximum value plan, 770 770- 497-0000. And once you call, I suggest you start thinking about what you're going to do with the extra $16,000. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Joe O'Kelly of O'Kelly and Sorahan, we're talking all things title insurance. Don't go away. We'll be back. Call Cleve, Atlanta Real Estate Show, right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie.
Oh, let me turn on my mic.
AC/DC.
Yes, AC/DC, the band of the week.
And I used to love them when I was a kid.
Oh, they still rock. And unfortunately, we lost one of the original members earlier this week. Malcolm Young, the guitarist and one of the founding members of AC/DC, passed away earlier this week.
I did not hear that.
Yes.
So. How old was he? Not old enough?
64.
That's not old enough.
64 years.
Not old enough. Sometimes those rock and roll.
Yep, they take their toll on you.
They live hard, baby.
Oh, yeah.
They live freaking hard.
You rock hard, and I guess sometimes you pay the price for it.
Well, welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of the radio show here, I am a real estate agent and a broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords all throughout Metro Atlanta make the best decisions whenever possible when buying, selling, or investing in real estate. We can be reached by calling 770-497-0000 or by going online to gogaddis.com. This segment of the show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly and Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. One more time, 770-497-1880. We also have with us on the line one of our most special guests, Joe O'Kelly of O'Kelly and Sorahan. Joe?
And you
laugh, but Alfie and I both like having you on the show. We're always glad when you can make some time to come on. We appreciate it. And by the way, happy holidays to you, Joe.
Well, thank you. Happy holidays. By the way, let me add that we're moving strongly into commercial real estate transactions as well. So
really? Well, I know you're doing doing a lot of new home stuff as well. You got a whole group that represents builders.
That's right. We've got a new builder group too. So we're really moving along and growing, part of the growth prospect.
Very active. Love it. We love it. So listen, let's talk about title insurance. What is title insurance and why does somebody need it?
Title insurance is it's a product, insurance product that would protect a new buyer,
okay, right,
or a lender, and put them in essentially as the buyer ownership position with no claims or liens against the property, assuming there's no exceptions on the owner's policy, which we wouldn't do without the owner knowing. And then as far as the lender, it would put them in priority first position, right? And if anything was in front of their loan that they made on the property, the title insurance company would pay off that transaction or loan or whatever and keep the lender in first position.
So it's
an insurance policy make sure that there's no claims or liens on the property.
Okay. For people who are listening, I think they got it when it comes to homeowners insurance. You know, if you have a fire, that protects your home.
Mm-hmm.
Automobile insurance. If you're in an accident, automobile insurance pays to replace or rebuild your car. But what kind of stuff is the title insurance policy insuring you from? It's not insuring you from somebody stealing your house. So what's it protecting someone from? In layman's terms.
If you're not an owner with no claims or someone has superior interest to you, right? So if you're not in that first position, full ownership position with nobody having a superior claim, then you're at risk of their claim beating you out.
Oh.
It's sort of like a foreclosure would wipe out a homeowner because they put a loan on the house. And so the foreclosure is in superior position and can take away that property. So if you're in baseline position and you don't put any mortgages on the property or there's no liens, then that's essentially what title insurance is for an owner.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Alfie, does that make sense to you? Are you following, or are you got this kind of confused look on your face?
I'm following along.
You are?
I'm following along.
Well, I mean, does it make sense why you would need it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's important to have that kind of stuff to protect yourself.
To make sure and protect your ownership interest in the home.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned, Joe, unless there were some exceptions on the policy, I mean, what type of exceptions would you be talking about, and how would a buyer know about those?
Let's say that the buyer had presented a survey, or any time there is, even with or without a survey, but there's an outhouse building or an outlot building from the neighbor.
You mean a literal outhouse? Are there outhouses still in Atlanta, Joe?
Okay. I don't know what you call those outbuildings.
Have you been
those
to Alfie's house?
Here.
Out behind him, there's a little farm's got the outhouse on there. His wife sends him out there every morning. Right, Alfie?
But if
I know I live in Henry County, but come on.
No comment.
If that's on your property, right then the title insurance policy wouldn't protect that, right? And so that's something that it wouldn't protect. Other things that it would protect are, let's say there was someone in the back chain. Let's say you had a husband and wife, but they went to closing and the wife was out of town and somebody else signed in her place.
Without permission.
Makes a claim, without permission, without power of attorney, she makes a claim on it. And so the title insurance company would fight the claim, get the property, make them whole, and then pursue who the bad actor was and go pursue the money.
And in Georgia, they would pursue the attorney that closed it and probably get them to help fix it, right? I mean, isn't that kind of the way it works?
Well, generally, the title insurance company will come back nowadays. Back in the old days, they didn't, but they'll come back nowadays to the person who created the problem. And if the attorney really didn't do anything wrong, you couldn't tell
it
was her identical twin and she had her driver's license or something. But most of the time now, they'll come back because the attorney is the agent for the title insurance company. And so they'll say, well, you underwrote that poorly. Another thing title insurance covers is when you have things that show up on title, and remember, they're always going to layer on title as the time progresses. You're going to have different things that will affect title, and you might have a loan, and then there'll be a cancellation, and then another loan, and another cancellation. And so sometimes there's not a cancellation. There's an open loan deed in the past.
Even though it was paid off.
Even though it was paid off.
Okay.
So title insurance will insure over that, and then when you go to sell the property, it was what you would it assures marketability, right?
Absolutely.
So when you go, and that's what you're putting in your contract, that you're going to have marketable title, and so, or insurable title, and so that title insurance covers that portion too. It's nothing you can do. You can't get a cancellation. It's too old, but the title insurance company has agreed to insure it, and they move forward. And so that's what title insurance does. It keeps everything pushing forward.
Makes sense. If you just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I'm joined in the studio by my man Alfie, and we've got Joe O'Kelly of O'Kelly & Sorahan on the line with us. He can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. Again, 770-497-1880. So we're talking title insurance. Joe, do lenders require buyers to have title insurance in the state of Georgia?
They do. I think pretty much everywhere. The lenders want, it really has to do with the secondary market more than anything, right? So instead of getting a title opinion and relying on the title attorney doing a good job or not, and if they didn't, then going and making the claim against a title attorney or a title agent somewhere across the country,
right?
They'll buy title insurance from these large underwriters. And so that helps ensure in the secondary market that if there is a claim, they've got these large title insurance companies to go back and put the claim to them and get it paid off or put them in first position.
So you mean it makes it where the lenders can sell the loan to somebody else if they want to? Is that what you're saying when
That's
you
right.
say a secondary
That's
market?
Right.
Now, is owner's title insurance required? I mean, is title insurance required for an owner, for the buyer in Georgia?
Not in Georgia.
Okay.
Although, I would think that it would be a must, but no, it's not required. Some states it is.
Some states is mandatory. Well, I know I've never bought one where I did not have owner's title insurance because I always wanted to make sure. It's a one-time fee. You pay it right up front at closing, right?
That's right.
And on a
I should bring you into my transactions.
On a $300,000 deal, I mean, what are we talking? $1,000 for owner's title, $1,500, something like that?
Less than $1,500, probably a little bit more than $1,000.
Got it.
Just guessing right off the top. So.
Well,
Joe,
we appreciate you taking the time to be on another edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Alfie and I got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to compare side by side the House's bill and the Senate's bill for tax reform. You don't want to miss the next segment. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie, I would rather just let that song play.
One of the zone.
I feel
favorites?
Like I'm ruining the radio airwaves by talking over AC/DC.
Well, you
I'm
know.
Back in black.
Yes.
So, can you play You Shook Me All Night Long?
Oh, that was going to be the next one.
It was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Playing the hits.
So, I used to march around with my Sony Walkman on. In my yard in Norcross, Georgia,
nice.
Peachtree Corners, marching around behind my lawnmower, listening to AC/DC.
Just jamming
on
out, huh?
A cassette
wow,
tape.
Wow, look at that. That's way back in the day.
A cassette tape, my
nice.
Friend.
Wow.
Listen to one side, flip it over, and listen to the other.
Well, this is better than an 8-track.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think they made a Walkman for 8-tracks. I guess you probably could. There's probably one somewhere.
Some guy just carrying around a big old thing on the side of his pouch
absolutely.
There with an 8-track going.
We appreciate you sticking with us through the break.
Yeah.
I'm Cleve Gaddis, your radio show host. Alfie and I can be reached by calling 770-497-0000, or you can visit us online at GoGaddis, GoGaddis.com. Again, I'm joined in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Yes, sir.
Who is playing some AC/DC on
That's
today's
right.
show.
That's right.
This segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887, 678-226-7887. Somebody asked me his phone number the other day,
right?
And I had to look it up.
Ah.
Well, once I looked it up, I'm like, well, you've only said it 400 times on the radio. I certainly could have remembered the phone number. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
Have you heard anything about President Trump's tax plan?
Well, I heard something about it got passed in the House, something like that.
Well,
right?
The House passed a version.
Of a bill.
So here's what's happening, and
it's
I want to take
crazy.
Most of this segment and talk about this.
All right.
I want to compare our current law, tax law currently, to the House's proposal and the Senate's proposal. House
okay.
bill passed. I don't think the Senate bill has passed.
No,
yet.
That's
not
still
sure.
that's still in the. I think it got out of committee, and I think it'll be voted on soon. I'm
you
believe.
Are very well educated in this tax stuff.
Well, you know,
were you getting prepared for the show tonight?
No,
you were.
Yeah, I did some
Alpha,
prep.
You're doing some research, getting ready. I didn't think you did any research. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I love it. Current tax law: seven
yeah.
tax brackets: 10%, 15%, 25%. 28, 33, 35, and 39.6. That 39.6 sounds very high, doesn't it?
That is crazy, extremely high.
The House bill has four tax brackets, 12%, 25, 35, and 39.6. 39.6, the highest is still the highest.
Wow.
Includes a bubble rate of 45.6. I don't even know what that means.
Is that a superlative? I don't get it.
Does that mean they're going to charge people who make as much money as you 45.6%?
I would be extremely upset if that was the case.
Jeepers. Tax Senate bill, seven brackets, 10%, 12%, 22%. 24, 32, 35, and 38.5. They go down about 1.1% off of the current law. So that's where we are from a tax rate standpoint. Standard deductions.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, if you're single, you get a $6,350 standard deduction. If you're married, it's $12,700. Under the House bill, singles,
singles.
Would get a $12,000 standard deduction. Married couples would get a $24,000, and it is the same under the Senate bill as well. So that's where the House and Senate matches up.
Okay.
State and local tax deductions. Income and or sales tax and property taxes are fully deductible for itemizers currently. The House's bill repeals the deduction for income and sales taxes and caps property tax deductions at $10,000. Today, Alfie, if you had a property tax bill of $20,000, you could deduct the whole thing.
Oh, but now you can only do it up to $10,000?
According to the House bill.
Okay.
According to the House bill. Senate bill repeals all of the state and local tax deductions altogether.
Okay.
So you get none.
What?
None under the Senate bill.
So where does it go? It just stays inside the state?
Stays with the federal government in their bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So, they collect more taxes on the income you pay, ultimately. Corporate tax rate, the federal corporate tax rate today is 35%. I don't know that I knew it was 35%, although I'm sure I've heard it 1,000 times on the radio.
That's extremely high.
House bill, permanent and immediate tax rate reduction to 20%. 35% down to 20%.
Okay.
I think that's probably a good thing to do long term.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I couldn't doubt. It'd be nice, yeah.
Senate bill, permanent tax rate reduction to 20% starting in 2019.
Mm. So we got to wait a bit.
It wouldn't affect 2018.
Nice.
Interesting. I'm not sure why they decided to do that. Child tax credit, right up your alley, Alfie.
Yeah.
$1,000 currently credit for each child, credit phased out when you make $110,000. As a married couple, the House bill proposes tax credit of $1,600 and then $300 for each parent and non-child dependent. The credit is phased out at $230,000. The Senate bill, $2,000 credit, $500 credit for each non-minor child dependent, and it phases out at $500,000. So sounds like child tax credit is increasing in both the House and the Senate versions. Let's talk about a state tax. And I thought ceilings on a state tax, but right now it's 40% tax on assets over $5.49 million per person.
Jeez.
So when you and Kimber pass away, you can't give away more than $11 million to your kids without having taxes.
Well, that's good.
So keep
know.
That in mind.
Because
I'm going to tell you right now, Michelle and I, we're not going over $11 million. Yeah. I just decided.
We'll keep it right about 10.
As of
10
last
million.
Week, we were going to $30 million, Alfie, right, but I'm not going over 11.
I understand.
I'm telling you.
That's a tragedy.
So the House bill immediately doubles the basic exclusion and repeals the tax after 2024. So I don't know what that means.
Mm.
Do you know what that means?
No.
So it says immediately doubles the basic exclusion. Oh, so $5.49 million goes to $11 million per person under the House bill.
Okay.
And the Senate bill immediately doubles the basic exclusion, does not repeal the tax. So it just goes to $11 million. The House, after 2024, there would be no estate tax.
Gotcha. Okay.
What do you think about that?
This is all confusing. So
it is?
That's why I have someone do this for me.
So when you think about that, though, do you really care what happens on estate tax?
On state tax?
Yeah. An estate.
Oh, estate tax.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
So do you care about the exclusion being 5.4 or 11 million?
Not really.
I think the average person out there doesn't really care. And I think sometimes it's these types of changes that make them feel like some of these changes are for the rich.
Yeah.
I mean,
totally.
Yeah.
They just don't
look
at it.
I would like to, by the way, to get over the 11 million if I could figure out a way to. If you'll loan me 11 million, I'll be over 11 million. I'll put $100 in, I'll be at 11 million 100.
I wish I had $20 in my account right now.
Education. There's two different education savings plans and seven other education incentives in the current tax law. The House is proposing a simplified and expanded 529 savings plan, to include K through 12 expenses. It consolidates other education incentives into one expanded tax credit. I have no idea what that means. The Senate tax bill has no significant change whatsoever. It sounds to me like there's still some fairly good differences between the two plans, and who knows what in the heck is going to happen when we figure out whether or not we're going to be able to get this bad boy passed.
Because right.
They've got to come to something where they pass the same bill.
They got to come to some kind of agreement.
Do you remember how that works? I don't remember how that works.
I believe they're supposed to, the House passes it, and then I believe it goes to the Senate for a vote, and then if they don't, and they've, I guess if it doesn't pass in the Senate, they just have to restart it all over again.
I think they go back and maybe, they go back and negotiate. Go to committee and compromise.
Right.
Between
I guess
the
two. They'll see how many yay nay votes they get in the Senate, and then I guess at that point they can negotiate and try to come to some kind of middle ground.
Yeah. Normally, we talk about subjects on this show that I know a lot about, and I feel like I'm talking about something I don't know anything about. But I think it's very, very important for everybody to be actively involved in understanding what's happening. And I think some tax reform is probably good for us.
Yeah.
If you listen to us on Sundays and Tuesdays right here on 1160, we invite you to turn in to The Morning Ride with Larry Larson. Every Tuesday morning at 9:30, where I'm on with Larry, and we talk all things real estate. The Morning Ride, AM 1690, 9:30 on Tuesday mornings. We invite you to tune in. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back in our Lowdown on the Hood segment, Stonegate at Ivy Creek in Buford. So if you live in the Buford area or anywhere near, we want you to stick with us. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I love AC/DC.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the show would be a better show if we just played AC/DC for the entire show. I don't think we can do that, though.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I guess we could. I mean, We've got the license to play the music.
Yeah,
it is
we could.
News Talk 1160.
I'm sure some people would like to hear what's going on in the world of real estate.
I doubt it. Listen, Alfie, right. I am me, and I don't even want to hear what I've got to say when my other option is AC/DC. I love it.
Well, I enjoy it.
Oh, man. It is. I know you enjoy the show, but we're not doing a show just for you, Alfie.
Well, I understand that.
I mean, we've got like tens of other people out there listening right as we speak.
I think
there's
thousands.
Like tens.
Thousands upon thousands.
You're probably right. We appreciate you sticking with us through the break. You're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this radio show, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker for 30 years, by the way. My family's been in it for 30 years. I'm not old enough to – actually, I am old enough to have been in real estate for 30 years. Wow. I would have had to have started at 19 years old.
Wow. Look at that.
My family's been in the business since 1987, and we live, eat, breathe, and sleep real estate, whether you're north, south, east, or west here in Atlanta. We invite you to call us because we will take care of you like nobody else will. 770-497-0000 is the number to call, or you can visit us online at gogaddis.com. That's G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com. Alfie, I have had a scratch in my throat the entire show.
Wow.
Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, totally.
Where you feel like you got a cough the entire show?
Oh, yes.
I've been able to avoid doing that most of the entire show.
Well, that's a good job.
And
that means you're professional.
I wasn't paying attention when we come back out and on a radio show.
Yeah.
Normally the producer or a co-host like Alfie keeps up with the time, and they're telling the host when you're going to run out of time.
Right.
Well, Alfie knows that I don't like that, so I keep my own time. And the problem is I can't pay attention to what I'm supposed to say on the radio with him holding up three fingers, two fingers, one finger. So I keep my own time. Well, the problem is I forgot to start the time for this segment. So it might be 12 minutes or 11 minutes
or 10 minutes
or something.
Luckily, we always got a backup here.
Yeah, well, I think I kind of got it. I started a little bit late, but that's funny. I'm like, well, I got to probably better push start there. I don't think I started it until it was AC/DC that threw me off.
Well, it happens.
You're the reason that I can't keep up with time. You got me thrown off with AC/DC. Hey, this week, and as you know, every week we pick one Metro Atlanta neighborhood to spotlight in our Lowdown on the Hood segment and call out critical changes that might give a buyer or a seller a specific advantage in that neighborhood. It's about the only place You can get information on pricing in a neighborhood going back, Alfie, for 10 years.
Ooh-wee.
This week's subdivision, we're featuring Stonegate at Ivy Creek. Now, that's Buford in Gwinnett County.
All right.
That's west of I-85, south of Hamilton Mill on Puckett's Mill Road.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that area?
No.
No. Sounds like a good area.
Sounds
though,
like
right?
It's a great
Absolutely.
Part of town.
Well, it's not too far from the Mall of Georgia.
Okay. All
You're
right.
Familiar
I know
with
what
that
area,
is.
Right? Yes.
Yes. Okay. In 2007, average sales price, $662,000. 2012, however, the average sales price, $377,000.
Wow. Almost half there.
43%,
Jeez.
Alfie.
Wowzers.
But listen to this, though. By 2017, average sales price has popped back up to $576,000. So down 43%, up 52%, but the average sales price is still down. So let's look at it on that 100 scale
yeah.
that you always ask for. 2007 is represented by the number 100. 2012 by the number 57, Oof. So down 43%.
Right.
2017 represented by the number 87. So we're still 13% off of our all-time high in Stonegate at Ivy Creek in Buford. Currently two homes in the neighborhood for sale. Average list price of $627,000, which means there's a 12-month supply of inventory.
Okay.
Only two homes have sold in the neighborhood in the last 12 months, which means if you have two listings, you have 12 months' worth of inventory. Makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Under 4 months' worth of inventory, we consider a seller's market. 4 and 5 months' worth of inventory, we consider a balanced market. Over 5 months' worth of inventory, we consider a buyer's market. Only 41 homes in the neighborhood, a very small neighborhood, but homeowner equity from 2012 to 2017 has increased $8 million.
Nice.
$8 million on those 40 homes. Elementary school is Patrick, middle school Twin Rivers, and high school is Mountain View. Mountain View High School gets a school chimp score of 84. Again, a school chimp score of 84. If you want the lowdown on your own neighborhood, a market snapshot might be just what the doctor ordered. It's like getting a monthly bank statement on your home's value emailed right to your inbox, and getting one is easy. Just sign up now at GoGaddis.com. That's GoGaddis.com. Just click on the Home Values and ATL tab. It'll take less than 30 seconds, and it will ensure you are the local smarty. Your neighbors will most certainly be jealous. Just go to GoGaddis.com. That's GoGaddis.com. Also, if you're the kind of person who doesn't want to monkey around with your kids' education or the impacts their schools have on home values, you need to download a free school chimp report. Just visit GoGaddis.com, GoGaddis.com. A school chimp report on a local high school provides the most comprehensive rating system available today and includes all of the other demographic information you'd like to know about a particular school district, like the percentage of homeowners versus renters, the average household income, educational attainment by parents. The average sales price is, Alfie, back for 10 solid years.
That's amazing.
Sizes of homes, age of homes, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's the school chimp report, GoGaddis.com, GoGaddis.com, and click on the school chimp link. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Ever heard of him?
I've heard of him.
A little bit controversial sometimes, right?
Real boring.
Well, oh, you don't like him? He's boring?
God, he's so boring.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind
him. If I want to be entertained at night, I listen to MSNBC, CNN, and Fox all talk about the same story.
Yeah.
It sounds like an entirely different story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Sean Hannity, News Corp's Realtor.com decided they were going to boycott advertising on Sean Hannity after he came out and said they should wait and see what happens, what comes out about Roy Moore. There were a few other companies who were advertising as well. Keurig, E-Trade, Nature's Bounty, 23andMe, Green Mountain Coffee. They all vowed to pull advertising from the Sean Hannity show, but Realtor.com, which is not owned by the Realtors Association, is owned by News Corp. They said they were going to pull out the advertising, and then they said, nah, our members or our community wants us to stick with the advertising. I just thought that was funny that Realtor.com would get involved in whether or not Sean Hannity is saying what he should be saying or not.
Right. I mean, he has the right
to
say what
he wants. I've listened to the stuff about Roy Moore on television,
yeah.
And I don't know what happened. Sounds freaking strange to me, baby.
I'm just tired of hearing
sorry.
About it, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, that's probably true, isn't it?
I'm just tired of hearing about it.
Really?
Whatever.
Well, let's talk about Roy Moore then.
No, let's not talk about it. Let's talk about some real estate.
You want to?
Yeah, let's talk about, selling your little, $16,000 Les, I want to hear about that.
Well, in fact, you know that, in fact, people down in your own neighborhood sell their houses for less than they could and should, and it affects the value of your home when they do that.
Yes.
So we think when you're selling
sometimes
your home.
Sometimes I shake my fist at them. I go, what are you doing?
You do?
I want to sell my home. I want to sell my home for more money.
I want to say at least $16,000.
Yeah, at least
more.
So I can take my wife and kids on another Disney World vacation.
God knows
we haven't been on any.
Invest it in your next home.
Yes.
Not go to Disney World.
Well, thank you.
If you're interested in selling
you tell that to my wife.
In Metro Atlanta, and you want $16,000 more, you need a customized maximum value plan designed to help you get every last dollar out of the sale of your home. We'll analyze the condition of the home, the location of the home, pricing in the areas. We will look at things that other people will not look at, and we also have got some exclusive algorithms, the same type of software behind the scenes that help Wall Street banks and mortgage lenders and everybody make decisions on the value of your house and the surrounding house, and we give you access to that for free. Normally, a customized maximum value is $799, but the first five people to call 770-497-0000 can get a customized maximum value plan for free. Alfie and I appreciate you sticking with us and joining us for another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. We'll be back this Sunday at noon and next Tuesday at 2, and we invite you to join in. Take care, Atlanta.
Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. The name.